This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The first year the Philadelphia Phillies won the World Series was in 1980. They beat the Kansas City Royals, something fans could never forget. But they also couldn't forget the playoff matchup right before that.
Ground ball, base hit, left field.
The National League Championship pitted the Phillies against the Astros, who, at the time, were in the National League. Here's broadcast great Harry Callis.
Little punch shot. That's going to drop for a hit. Terry Poole is going to score, and this game is tied at 7.
Every game in this series, except for the first one, went into extra innings.
What an up-and-down seesaw exhilaration.
But alas, Callis calls the Phillies' stunning come-from-behind drive to victory in the fifth and final game in the 10th inning.
3-2 pitch, swing and a drive right center field. Maddox is there!
The Phillies got once-in-a-lifetime performances after getting hot late in the season. You'll recognize some of the big names on the roster. Mike Schmidt, Bob Boone, Tug McGraw, Manny Trio, and shortstop Larry Boa. Boa, now 76, lives outside of Philly. He's been a player, a coach, and manager for the Phillies during his decades-old career in baseball. Today, he assists the team's general manager. I spoke with him this week. He said there are many similarities between his history-making team of 1980 and the one that's well on its way to making history when it takes on the Astros in the World Series starting tonight.
Similar contrast. We didn't really go through the 80 season on a high note every single month. Similar to the Phillies of this year, there were a lot of peaks and valleys. And then it seemed like we hit our stride in 80 around maybe the end of August. And I look back at this team in 2022, and they sort of hit their peak going into August, September. We had some veterans on that team. The Phillies have some veterans on this team. And I think the lineups were similar. We had a very good hitting lineup. The only difference might be our defense was probably a little bit better than the team playing now, but offensively, I think this team here had probably hit more home runs than our team than in 1980 did.
You've been a player, you have coached, you have managed. How do you most identify?
Probably as a player. As a player, you have control over what you do. If you're doing something bad or you're not doing what you're supposed to, you go out and practice and fix it. As a coach or manager, you have to worry about 25 other guys.
You were known for executing in the field, catching that ball, moving that ball. What kind of thrill is that?
It's a great feel because there's two sides of the baseball. It's the offense and defense. And when you're not hitting at the plate, you got to go out in the field and make plays. Everyone says I was noted for my defense, but I got over 2,000 hits in the big leagues as an offensive player. But you got to play both sides of the ball in baseball.
So there is execution, offensively, defensively, but then there's the magic. I don't want to get too woo-woo, but that is not something that you can plan for.
We call it chemistry. If you have good chemistry in your locker room, and the Phillies this year have tremendous chemistry. We had great chemistry in 1980. But there's some things that happen during the course of the season where when this thing is all said and done, and if the Phillies are fortunate enough to win the World Series, you're going to look back at a game or two and say, you know what? If that play didn't happen, we probably wouldn't have been in the World Series. So there's things that go along this journey when you have time to sit back and reflect on, you're going to say, hey, you know what? This was meant to be this year.
And I'm wondering, when you're playing baseball, to what extent were you aware of the fervent fans? Were they a distraction? Were they a catalyst?
You know, when we played in 80, we had 60,000 people at the Vet going from about August 1st on. I think they motivated us. I think they intimidated the other team, and I'm looking at these playoffs. I know baseball players will say there's no home field advantage. I definitely feel there's a big-time home field advantage when the teams come here at Citizens Bank Park to play because the fans are all in, and they make a lot of noise.
Would you trade a day from the 1980 World Series for a day in the upcoming World Series?
Wow. That's a tough question because there's nothing in 80 I would take back. I got a ring. I got to say we're the greatest team in 1980 of all of baseball. And hopefully the Phillies this year could say after the last out, we're the best team in all of baseball. But there's nothing I would trade, really. I would give them the luck that we had because we had some luck in 80. Hopefully that luck could transpire to them during this 2022 World Series.
So you believe it's skill and luck?
Yeah, I think there's both. You got to be skilled. You got to get lucky. You know, a lot of times the calls go against you, or you hit a line drive that's right at someone. If they call it a game of inches, sometimes it goes for a hit, sometimes it goes for an out. But for the most part, I do believe skill overcomes the luck factor when you do it all year. There is some luck involved, and hopefully the luck goes our way this year.
And how does winning in the World Series with a baseball club solidify your allegiance with a team?
It tells you everything you want to know, especially in Philadelphia. When you win something like the World Series or the Super Bowl or the NBA or the National Hockey League, these fans remember. I don't care what year it was. When you walk in somewhere, they remember the guys that won championships. And it's a mark you can have with you for the rest of your life.
You know, the players these days have their walk-up songs that you hear as they go to take their at-bat. I know when you were playing, they had the organ player, the organist at Veterans Stadium. Did they have walk-up songs?
No walk-up songs. They had no walk-up songs. The only thing they had a theme song like the Phillies have this year when they go in the clubhouse. The theme song when we played was Ain't No Stopping Us Now. They played that all summer. So I'm sure the Phillies, with that theme song they have, if they can win this thing, that'll be one of those songs people will never, ever forget. No matter where they are, they can say, hey, I was listening to that song, and the 2022 Phillies made the last out and won the World Series.
I really thank you for your time. You are a legend to me and so many of us listening this morning. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Larry Boa.
I appreciate it, Jennifer. Thank you.